My original name is Timotheus Antonius Tap. I originally come from the Netherlands, which is close to the UK. I became Muslim 14 years ago, and I converted to Islam in the Netherlands in a city called Nijmegen. It's close to the German border. And ever since I go by the name of Amin.
صام رمضان قبل إسلامه وصلى العديد من الصلوات أيضا قبل إسلامه واعتنق الإسلام في عز شبابه. قصتنا اليوم مع الهولندي أمين.
There was a moment in time the same year that I came that I went to that college that the time of Ramadan came.
Right.
And I was about 17 years old at the time. That same year I started fasting for the first time in my life, although I wasn't a Muslim. That gave me a certain willpower, and if I could leave off that which is halal, normally, drink and food, I felt I can leave off other things as well. It made it more easy.
صيام رمضان قبل إسلامه أعطاه قوة في الإيمان ونقاء في السريرة فأصبح من السهل عليه ترك بعض المحرمات التي اعتاد المجتمع الغربي على ممارستها.
I started to become more Islamic, so to speak. I left off certain things which I knew that were impermissible in Islam, because I started to feel a disgust from it, and I felt also sort of like an hypocrisy in myself. Then I knew that this way was right, and still I took a different way. And this is actually what happened, because in the 4 years after I first did Ramadan, and that I was 17 at the time, every year I did Ramadan.
وهنا الرسالة أنا أقولها لغير المسلمين أن يعيش هذه التجربة. يعيش هذه التجربة فهي تجربة جميلة جدا. الله سبحانه وتعالى لما شرع الصيام لم يشرعه لظلم حاشاه لظلم الناس ولظلم البشر ويجعلهم يعرضون عن الطعام بل هذا الصيام فيه إحساس وفيه مشاعر بالآخرين فيه نقاء للروح فيه صفاء للعقول
بالقرآن اهتدي في رحبه تحلو الحياة شوقا إلى المولى أتيت أسلمت روحي للإله.
I grew up in a small town in the Netherlands, and when I was about 12 years old I started thinking more about life in general and about religion in specific, and when I went to my new college in a larger town called Nijmegen. Then I got to know many Muslims, and my life started changing. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought me into contact with a Dutch brother called Abdullah Abu Bakr.
I met Amin when I was started to live in a city called Nijmegen, and some Muslims were studying on the same school introduced me to him, saying that he was interested in Islam. After a couple of months, I met him actually in a bus, and then we found out we went off the bus from the same bus stop, and then we started talking and discussing about Islam, and we found actually out that we live very close towards each other. Like, I live 20 meters away from the bus stop on the right, and he left like 20 meters away from the bus stop on the left.
And this friend of mine, he actually introduced me more to Islam, and he explained many things to me about the Tawheed and about many issues.
الخصال الحميدة في الإسلام كثيرة جدا ولكن الذي لفت انتباه أمين في الإسلام من خصال حميدة هي الطهارة الطهارة نعم الطهارة.
There are many ayat in the Quran about cleanliness, amongst which in Surah Al-Baqarah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who purify themselves. in general, I don't know why, but white Europeans in general have like a superiority complex, and they view outsiders as, and especially Muslims, as in a very negative light. And when I got to know Muslims, they were the ones that actually taught me how to be clean. And at-tahara was for me, I mean, as I said, the fitrah it's inside loves cleanliness. And especially the Muslimin, they put great importance on this, and that was one of the things that attracted me to it. Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that Allah loves the one that purifies themselves. And this was actually a reason for me, or a click, it clicked between me and Islam, is because Muslims, every time they pray, they make al-wudu. After they have marital relations with their wives, they do ghusl. And in Islam, we have many things which promote cleanliness. And for example, when we visit the bathroom, an istinja, and this was something which was amazed me. It was the opposite from what I thought that Muslim life was about. And I can honestly say that I actually learned to be clean and learned cleanliness from Muslims and from Islam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yaqul inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Takhayyal idha kunt ala tahara ta'tik mahabba min Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa aydan maghfira lidh-dhunub. Fa idha tawadda' al-insan tatasaqat minna adh-dhunub wa huwa yatawadda'. Wa tadabbura li hadhihi al-aya ana aqtarih iqtirah in al-wahid ma yanam fina ولا يأوي إلى الفراش حتى يكون متوضئاً وعلى طهارة. فهذا العمل البسيط إذا استيقظت من النوم يرسل لك الله سبحانه وتعالى ملك يستغفر لك.
ثبتني يا الله على طريق الهدى فكل ما أخشى سوء الختام غدا. الإله قد زان لي أغلى طريق وهو الشفيع هو الرفيق يا هائمان.
حصل أمين وصديق المقرب إليه أبو بكر على دعوة فيها تجمع لشباب مسلمين، وكان في هذا التجمع الوحيد غير مسلم هو أمين، ولكن بحكمة من صديق أبو بكر أمر صديق أمين أن يلقي خطابا للمسلمين فيه وعظ لهم. وسبحان الله يقول هذا الموقف كان غريب بالنسبة لي جدا.
And أخ أبو بكر he asked me to give a little reminder, which I did alhamdulillah. It was about the afterlife and that we should be taking life more seriously.
He wasn't a Muslim yet, but he said very beautiful words that I had nothing to add towards it. Then I went home and they went to some other places.
And when the evening was finished and we all went home, me and some friends, we had an appointment that we would actually go out and go to a pub, a discotheque. It was a very strange feeling because I had just an hour before had preached about the afterlife and about life in general. And there I was in a pub with loud disco music, barely dressed women around me, people dancing, smoke, lights. And inside I felt this sense of nifaq, hypocrisy. And at one point I told my friend, you know, I'm going home, I'm off. When the doors opened, I got out and it was almost like I got oxygen again. And I felt like if I had taken this life and thrown it behind my back.
كانت لحظة النطق بالشهادة عند أمين خاصة ونادرة لأنها كانت في الساعة الثالثة فجرا.
It was already in the middle of the night. It was 3 o'clock.
كان المدى أشواك حتى كسه الندى والقلب قد أرضاك يا رب حين اهتدى يا رب حين اهتدى.
My friend Abu Bakr once told me that if I was prepared to take the Shahada, that I shouldn't wait. And he told me that don't let the shaitan come and try to influence you and take you away from making that specific decision. So I was on my way home and I took my phone. It was already half past three in the morning. But I knew Abu Bakr, he wouldn't mind. So I called his number and miraculously he did pick up the phone.
Around approximately 4 o'clock in the night, something like that, or 3 o'clock in the night, just before Fajr started, I get a phone call for Amin saying that he wanted to become a Muslim. So I actually just woke up and I went to his house straight away.
Normally he turns off his phone, but that day, alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah, his phone was on and he picked up the phone. At first he was very sleepy and he didn't know what was going on. But I said, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, wake up brother, I want to become a Muslim. And he was still very sleepy. He said, yeah, okay. Now I get it, let's meet. So at one point I walked towards his home and the brother and me, we actually lived very close together. And it was in the middle of the night and I can still remember the day that it was very dark and there was lights lighting the sidewalk and I could see him from a distance with a huge smile on his face. And when we met, we hugged and we went to my house and there he spoke about the pillars of Iman. And when he explained those to me, he said, okay, are you prepared to be a Muslim? And I said, yes. So then he did the Shahada and he said, repeat after me. And slowly by slowly, I did it in Arabic. And then I did it in the Dutch language. We hugged. And here I am as a new Muslim.
Ya munzil al-Quran nuran ala ahmada ahsastu bitminan bin nur lamma ibtada thabbitni ya Allah ala tariq al-huda thabbitni.
إذا كانت بيدك حقيبة فيها ألماس وذهب هل ستغفل عنها؟ هل تهمل هذه الحقيبة؟ هل ترميها في أي مكان؟ هكذا هو الإسلام، هو الكنز العظيم أيها المسلمون.
Brothers and sisters who were born Muslim, that step by step they go away from Islam, go away from the Sunnah, and fall into sins, and even worse, al-bid'ah and al-shirk. All the chasing after the dunya, it's really not worth it. I was born in one of the most liberal countries on earth and I became Muslim when I was 21 years old. I did many, many things that Allah Azza wa Jal forbids. And I can tell you for a fact, it doesn't make you happy at all. Maybe your fellow countrymen, they don't see you when you go on a holiday to Thailand or even Egypt or other places, Spain, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you. Please, my brothers and sisters, you have been given a gift which is indescribably valuable. there is nothing comparable to Islam, and it is the only way that you will even have a chance in the hereafter to go to paradise. قل أعوذ برب الناس مالك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة.
الفطرة السليمة موجودة في كل إنسان في هذا الكون، فتظهر هذه الفطرة السليمة عند الشدائد وعندما يحكم الإنسان عقله، فلا يلتفت إلى ما كان عليه أباء من دين، فإذا حكم عقله فسيجد أن الدين الإسلامي هو الفطرة السليمة. الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول في آية عظيمة: فأقم وجهك للدين حنيفة، فطرة الله التي فطر الناس عليها لا تبديل لخلق الله، ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون.
I have a question. This smartphone here, can it be created by itself? It has a button. It has a microphone, a camera. On the other side, a camera. All of these things, they have a function. This little device here has so many functions, but it doesn't compare at all to only the human being. So if you reflect only upon yourself and think about your eyes, your tongue, your ears, everything that you have in life, think about the creation. If I hold only this piece of skin in my hand, now if you understand that a smartphone cannot come in and out of itself, and you see that the eyes have a function, the tongue has a function, the heart has a function, the organs, everything has a function, then you must understand that there is a creator. And this creator has not put us on this earth for nothing. He has sent messengers so that we would know what to do, how to interact with each other, and first and foremost, how we need to worship Him. Because Allah says in the Quran that He created the jinn and mankind only to worship Him.
شيخ أمين، أراك ما شاء الله تبارك الرحمن في كل الجولات التي نتجول فيها لا تفارق كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى، والقرآن ما شاء الله بين يديك، هذا القرآن العظيم. ما هو القرآن في حياتك؟ ما هي قيمة القرآن في حياتك أخي أمين؟
To be honest, I almost feel like a hypocrite when I have this book in my hand. This book here, it should be for all of us, it should be a guidance. I may have a long beard and people may think very good of me, but I struggle like anybody else. Everybody struggles in this life. Any problem that we have, and everybody has problems, we should refer it back to Allah Azza wa Jal and the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should increase in our ibadah, increase in reading Quran, and that is my nasihat to every Muslim around the world, Allah, including myself.
أمنية يتمناها الكثير من غير الناطقين باللغة العربية بأن يتعلموا اللغة العربية بإذن الله عز وجل. موقع نون سوف يحقق هذه الأمنية لأمين. أدعو لموقع نون وأدعو لأمين.
My wish would be to make hijra to Saudi Arabia and study at the Islamic University in Medina or in Mecca. That is my all-time life wish.
ربيعي أنس أيامي صديقي بوح أحلامي